Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hi there. You are listening to the Gimme the Joy Show with me, Lynn Horde. Tune in every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, where I share very practical, grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, your work, and your relationships. What does Gimme the Joy make you feel? Do you believe you're meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to go about it? I can help. I'm Lynn Horde, the Joy Coach, founder of Joy School and the Joy at Work programs. Join me as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. Hello, hello, and welcome everybody to the Gimme the Joy Show. I'm your host, Lynn Horde, and I am so delighted to be here with you today on Transformation Talk Radio. For those of you who are listening live, as you'll know, because you might have seen it out there on social media, this is my very first show today with Gimme the Joy, and I am over the moon. I'm overjoyed even to be here. So stay with me for the next hour as we dive into how you can create more joy in your life. And today specifically, I'll be talking about some of the stages that you might experience on the journey with joy. And also we'll be talking about some really fundamental pieces that I want to share with you so that if you are starting on this journey with me, we'll be starting with those fundamentals together. So first of all, I want to start off with a question. And it's all around the title of this show is, what does Give Me the Joy mean to you? I'll just share briefly like how that actually came about because it's quite funny. So Give Me the Joy is actually a phrase on my website. And it was kind of put there way back, you know, years ago when I first kind of branded myself as the Joy Coach. And I didn't really give it much thought. But then when I was working with Pat Basile, so, the Oprah of the airways, the Transformation Talk Radio woman herself, and she was helping me design the concept for this show. And she was like, Lynn, I've looked through your website. She's like, there's a phrase that really jumps out at me. And so she said that phrase to me. And I was like, oh, I hadn't really thought about that before. But when we were talking about it, what she made me, what we really saw together was that Give Me the Joy really encapsulates the idea that I'm trying to share out in the world, that you can claim your joy. You know, one of the things, the fundamental pieces that I talk about and I want to share with you today, and it's the tagline for this show, is that joy is your birthright. You just have to ask for it. So I want you just to ponder for a second, like, what does Give Me the Joy mean to you? Have you even thought about it before even? Or maybe you have, but you've never really gone, well, you know, I could claim my joy. So that's kind of the first thing, you know, are you out there claiming your joy? Because here's some things, you know, to really think about when it comes to you and your experience of joy. So first of all, I really want you to know that joy truly is your birthright. You were, and like this might be, some people might disagree with me, but I 100% believe that we were born to live a joyful life. You came into this world a pure, innocent being, and if you imagine yourself back then, can you imagine yourself as a baby, is there any reason why you would not experience joy as a child, as in you wouldn't be deserving of joy as a child, you know? And you have such innate capacity for joy, especially, you know, when we're first born. So that's the first thing to recognize. You are a vessel of joy. I kind of talk about it as you have a well of joy inside you. And part of the journey that we'll be going on together in this radio show and the joy journey itself is all around, you know, how do we tap into that well and allow ourselves to live with our birthright? You know, so there's a lot of stuff that can potentially get in the way of that. You know, so if I, you know, I'm sitting here saying, okay, guys, you know, joy is your birthright. And you might be sitting there going, yes, okay, so why am I not experiencing more of it? You know, and there's lots of things that can get in the way of joy. And, you know, one of the things I'll talk about, you know, right now in this moment is all of those, like, misconceptions that about how we go about getting in touch with our own joy. You know, if your journey has been anything like mine, you know, when I kind of grew up, and this is very normal in many cultures in the world, we grow up thinking or being taught that, you know, the way to experience joy and happiness is through achievement. You know, I'm sure that you could pinpoint a period in your life or a moment in your life when you received an achievement, or you got to this thing that you wanted to do, you know. And some of the common things that I talk about is, you know, getting that job that you were going for, you know, finding the relationship that you were looking for. Or it could be things like, you know, buying a house, or you know, taking that travel experience, you know, the journey of a lifetime, like, you know, those really big travel experiences. But what you can find is that those experiences, whilst they're amazing in the moment, they don't tend to translate into this experience, this daily experience of joy that we're looking for. And I'm going to talk about a little bit later in the show the difference between joy and happiness, because that's a fundamental piece that, you know, it's crazy. Like, we think we're actually looking for happiness, and, you know, that's often how it's talked about. But the truth is, what you're looking for is a daily experience of joy, the feeling of joy. But I won't jump ahead of myself. We'll get to that a little bit later. So back to those cultural beliefs that I was talking about. You know, one of the biggest ones, and I was actually just on a call earlier today with a client, and we were talking about how we really believe that in order to achieve this idea of happiness, we need to have worked hard. We need to be working hard. So that's one of the things that can really trip us up. But have a think about that. I mean, those moments in your life when you have worked hard, when you have achieved things, did they actually get you that experience, that inner experience, that feeling of joy that you're looking for? You know, and that might lead to some crazy thoughts around, I don't get how this is working. Like, why is this working this way? And I'll be talking about in the next segment a couple of the different stages, and this all kind of ties back in. So it's that whole, some of the beliefs that can really get in the way of experiencing joy is, you know, that we have to work hard. One of the reasons that can get in the way for us is because we kind of equate hard work with struggle. You know, if you're maybe you're in a career right now and you're working like 12 hours a day, or if you work for yourself, you know, and you're doing the same thing, you know, in the back of your mind or your subconscious, you might be kind of thinking to yourself, wow, you know, I'm doing things the way I thought I was supposed to. You know, I thought I was, you know, if I worked hard, you know, if I kind of put in the hours and if I hustled and, you know, kind of dedicated all this time to this thing, that at the end of it, there would be a reward of some kind. You know, I would finally feel happy. You know, that's probably another thing that you can relate to as well, that idea of, you know, if I do this and then I will be happy. It's like that phrase, it's the if this, then that. You know, so if I lose the weight, you know, if I get a partner, you know, if I get that job. So earlier I was talking about when you achieve the thing, we believe then that we'll find the joy and the happiness. But it even starts back when we're striving for it, because we believe that thing, that external thing outside of us, is actually what's going to bring us joy. And what I'm super excited to share, and you may know this already, but gosh, I'll tell you what, if you're like me, it's constant reminders, remembering that none of that external stuff is actually going to bring you the inner joy that you're looking for. So, and that's one of the things that I share is, like, you know, and you're like, well, how does that work? What, you know, why do we, you know, do we not go for those external things? And of course we do. all of that, striving for those things in our life is part of being human. You know, we all want to make achievement. You know, the studies show that, you know, when we have challenges, when we have things that we're working towards, when we have goals, you know, they actually give us satisfaction. They give us drive. You know, so all of those things are part of, you know, creating the bigger picture of joy. But the thing to recognize is that those external things, they are fleeting. And so what we want to be doing is really looking on the inside for what can you, how can you cultivate that inner feeling of joy? And as we go on, one of the things I'm going to be sharing is, and this is my favorite thing to talk about when it comes to joy, is that joy is actually a choice. Every moment of every day, you have the choice in front of you. Am I going to choose the joy in this experience, or am I going to choose the path that leads to more joy for me, or am I going to not? And this is a practice that we develop. You know, we become more conscious of the choices that we're making. But this is the whole thing around gimme the joy. You can choose to claim that joy for yourself. And I am excited, you know, on this radio show to keep sharing with you all of the ways that you can continue to keep choosing that for yourself. And it's from the little things to the big things. And I know it sounds really simple, but you can actually, just by the choices that you make every day in every moment, build that experience of more joy into your life. We're going to be going to a break very shortly. And when we get back, I'm going to be talking to you more about how to choose joy. I'm going to give it, while we're on break, I want you to really ponder, you know, what does give me the joy mean to you? And where do you think you might be on that joint journey of claiming your own joy? And I'll be sharing in the next segment when I come back, I'll be sharing with you like what those things might look like. And I'll be sharing over the time that I've been working with joy and working with people, what I've seen. There are different entry points kind of along the way. So as we, so we're going to go for a break in a second, and when we get back, I'm going to be talking about that. So how do we continue to choose joy in each moment, and where might you be along the joy journey?
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Are you looking to grow spiritually, expand your consciousness, increase psychic abilities? Well, there's a free app for that. Pure Light offers audios that transmit high spiritual frequencies to help you awaken to your full potential. Hundreds of audios created by some of the world's top energy healers, and many are free. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Give Me the Joy Show with me, Lynn Horde. And this is, so just before the break, I was talking about how joy is a choice. And it's one of my most favorite things to talk about. Because when you get down to it, in every moment, you get to choose whether you experience more joy and follow the path to more joy. And just for a little bit of fun, I'm going to share with you. So I want to quickly introduce my producer, Carter, who's on the other end, making sure everything goes smoothly. So just come on quickly and say hi. How are you doing, Carter?
I'm good. How are you
How
doing?
Is it over? I'm good. And Great. You are, I'm in the UK in just outside London, and you are?
On the other side of the world in Seattle, Washington.
God, it's amazing what you can do with the internet these days.
Yeah.
I know. Well, thank you for all that you do on the back end.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Great. So I just wanted to bring Carter on to say hi because I was sharing with him just in the break just then. I was sharing with him all of the things that you can do and what I do specifically when I prepare for something like this, like so my radio show today. So I want to bring, you know, my best self to you guys, you know, listening out there. I want to make sure that I deliver, you know, valuable content, that I'm kind of on form for you guys, you know, because I want to make your experience and time with me, you know, worthwhile and valuable. So, and this is a little tip on the joy stakes for you, which is why I'm sharing it. So there is not much that you can't do with a hit of music. Oh my gosh, it is the thing I use so often to put me in a really joyful space. So I'll tell you my go-to favorites, and maybe Carter, we could even get those on at some point. So my go-to favorites, of course, are Happy by Pharrell Williams. Oh, who can not dance to that and not feel happy, seriously? And the other one of my favorites is Justin Timberlake's, oh my goodness, I've got the feeling, whatever that is. I can't shake the feeling. I think that's the song. Anyway, I'm sure Carter will tell me in the break and I'll come back with more specifics. But anyway, I wanted to share that because a lot of the times people say to me, you know, I'm not feeling great, or what do I do? How do I shift my energy when I'm not, you know, when I'm not feeling great and I want to feel more joyful? And sometimes it can be as really simple as putting on your favorite music and giving yourself permission to have a dance around your living room. I talk about this a lot with some of my clients, and some of them are already well on top of this little number. So if you want to have a little, if you don't want to do it yourself, you can imagine me doing it here before I hop on for the radio. So right now I'm sitting at my desk with my earphones in front of my computer. But before I had those songs on and I was literally bopping, doing a little bit of salsa action around my office. So I highly recommend doing it for yourself if at any point you want a little pick-me-up. Now, that was a little bit of a off track, but we were talking about that in the break, and I was like, oh, let me just share that because it's something that's really fun to do, and I love doing that to kind of shift up and really put my energy in a much more high vibe space. But what I wanted to come back and talk to you about was a bit more about the whole journey to joy thing. So the first thing I really want to share with you that about the whole joy journey thing is that it is a journey. Often I'll find people are under the misconception that joy is a destination. You know, and sometimes people use joy and happiness interchangeably, and I'll share why I don't a little bit later. But you might think that, you know, right, my aim is to feel happy or joyful all of the time. So one of the things I really want to kind of knock you out of this idea, because that sets you up for failure. Why? Because we are humans. You know, we live life on this place called planet Earth. And you cannot be 100% happy all of the time, because life happens. You know, we have people die, we have disappointments, and there's a lot you can do around mindset 100%. But I do not know anyone, apart from perhaps Buddha, and I'm not even sure he was 100% happy his entire life, but there is no one who is 100% happy, and there is no one who achieves 100% happiness. Look, I am joyful quite a lot of the time, but I am never joyful all of the time. So that's the first thing I really want you to know about this whole joy journey, is that it is a journey, it is not a destination. And you can take yourself off the hook from thinking that you have to be joyful all the time, and that that's even possible, because it's not. So what I love to share around this, and my go-to phrase, is what I would love for you to experience is more joy more of the time. That's my favorite thing to say about this, and that's what I aim for every day in my lifetime, in my life, not my lifetime, or across my lifetime, I will. In my lifetime, I am aiming for more joy more of the time. So if you are shifting your trajectory each and every day a little bit towards feeling more joy, then in my book, you are having success. And that's how I have got to where I am now. Because just to share, like, I have not always had this experience of joy. Growing up, if you had asked my friends one word to describe me, I'm pretty sure what they would have said was serious or intense. And I was a serious or intense teenager. Look, and that got me a long way. Like, I had a really successful high school experience. You know, I loved high school. But, you know, did I ever think about joy when I was in high school? And I didn't for years afterwards. Certainly not. So everyone, no matter where you are on the journey, like, it is a step-by-step, not a step-by-step, sorry, it is a progressive experience. Okay, I don't want to say step by step, because everybody's journey is different. So that's the thing to realize, you know, but you can shift from where you are right now to where you want to be, like experiencing more joy more of the time. So the other thing I really want to talk about, you know, in relation to this, about it being a journey, not a destination, is the idea of meeting joy wherever you are at. So I get a whole range of people come into my experience and my community. You know, the other day I had an email from a woman who thought she might want to talk to me, but then she realized, actually, I think I'm a bit depressed and I want to go and get some professional help. And that was so awesome, because, you know, at the point where she was at, you know, it would be very hard for her to embrace joy on a full of experience because of, you know, what she's kind of experiencing internally right now. And, you know, just like everybody else, she can start shifting, like, little by little, step by step, towards joy. But how she would engage with it, where she's at in her experience right now, would be different to, you know, someone who is actually feeling joy on a daily basis, but they can't do it sustainably. You know, so if you think about it like a spectrum, so maybe, you know, one end of the spectrum is someone who is feeling really disconnected from joy. And, you know, they might be feeling, you know, deeply anxious or depressed or numb. That's something I hear a lot, is that people just feel numb and they just can't feel anything. You know, so that might be on one end of the spectrum. And then I have other people come to me, you know, kind of the next step along is, like I talked about earlier, that person who on paper, they've got all of these amazing things in their life, but that it's not translating into the feeling experience that they were looking for. You know, and maybe you've said that to yourself, and I certainly did. This was part of my journey. It was like, well, you know, it all looks pretty good on the outside, and somebody might be envious of my life even, but I'm not feeling the way that I thought I would once my life looked this way. So that's when, you know, as I said, the outside experience is not translating into the inner experience you're wanting, because, as we talked about, that outside stuff is not actually what brings you joy. And then we have, you know, further up the kind of up the spectrum, so to speak, is someone who does experience joy, but it's really haphazard. You know, and I was in this place for quite some time, is, you know, you can experience joy, but it'll just pop up and you're like, well, how did that happen? And how do I replicate it? And it's, you know, you're looking for that sustained experience of joy, but you're not necessarily sure how to go about creating it as a habit. And that's something that I talk about quite a lot, is that you actually create a joy habit, and that's one of the ways you make it more sustainable. And then further along the spectrum, and kind of where I find myself now, is in that place of learning how to expand into even more joy. So I know how to sustain it. I have long periods of feeling joy. Again, you know, I have periods when I certainly don't, but I can feel now I need to allow more capacity for joy, because we all have a certain set point. And, you know, I'm covering a lot of concepts today, and I'll be diving deeper as we go along. But I just really wanted today to kind of dive in and kind of give you a lot of ideas and concepts to think about. But for this one, it's like, how do you expand into more joy? Because we can allow a certain amount of joy into our body and then we reject it. It's crazy. When I first found out about this, I was like, wow, is that really a thing? But I have experienced it time and time again now. That, you know, we have a set point, we hit it, it feels uncomfortable, but we need to expand into more joy. And that might sound crazy, but I will, again, I'll be talking more about that in another episode. So the thing I want you to really kind of cotton onto here and really grab onto is that no matter where you are, you can meet joy where you're at. The idea is to just keep going moment by moment, step by baby step, to keep feeling more joy more of the time. And as I said, where you're at will depend on what kind of steps you take, and we'll be talking more about those as we go along. But you just got to keep, you got to work with where you are at right now. Again, my favorite phrase is to try and the aim, the goal is to be experiencing more joy more of the time. So, gosh, I feel like I'm laying lots on you, but it's really meaty stuff. And we're about to go for another break. So when we get back, I'm going to be talking about some of the fundamentals, and we've talked about a couple, some more fundamentals to think about and how you think about joy. So we're going to go to break, and when we come back, that's what we'll talk about. So I'll see you in a sec.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hello, my friends. You are back with me, Lynn Horde, on the Gimme the Joy Show. Now, before the break, I was talking about some of the different stages that you might be in when in terms of experiencing joy. And I just want to reiterate my two important phrases that I kind of think about when you're thinking about bringing more joy into your life. And one is, the aim is really to be experiencing more joy more of the time. So never 100% joy, because that's not possible, and aiming for that sets you up for failure. So we want to aim for more joy more of the time. Now, before I continue, I have forgotten to let you know that actually you can get in touch with me while I am live. And if you've got any questions, you can send those in. So forgive me, I forgot that earlier on, and this is my first show, so next time I'll remember sooner. So on transformationtalkradio.com, and please cut in if I've got that wrong, transformationtalkradio.com, on the front page, on the home page there is a box on the right-hand side that is specifically for your questions. So you can put your name in there and your question, and it'll go through to Carter, and he will let me know what it is. So I will remember next time to say that earlier. But if you do have a question right now and you're listening, please pop that in, because one of my favorite things in all of the time is to answer your questions about joy. Secretly, not so secretly now because I'm saying it out loud, is on a radio show, I always wanted to be an agony aunt. And my friends, I've always been a little bit of a go-to person for my friends if they've got a situation, shall we say, going on. They're like, Lynn, what do you think I should do about this? And I love those questions. So here I am talking about joy with you and encouraging you to bring more of it in your life. And I know it's not always as simple as the way I'm saying it, and I totally get that. So if you do have any specific questions, please, I'm always happy to hear them. So go to transformationtalkradio.com, and on the very front homepage, there is a box on the right-hand side where you can type in your question and it will go through to Carter and he will let me know. And in between sessions, if you do have a question that you would love me to answer on radio, you can email that directly to me at hello@lynnhorde.com. And that all of that information will be on my profile page on the transformationtalkradio.com website, so you can find that there as well. So back to the scheduled ideas that I was going to share with you. So this one, I want to talk some more about the fundamentals, those fundamental concepts that I really would love you to take on board if you're wanting to choose more joy in your life. Now, I've talked about a couple of them already. So the first one is, joy is your birthright, okay? Joy is your birthright. You are meant to live with more joy, and it is there for your taking. I said earlier, I really think about it as we each have a well of joy inside us. You know, you could think about it like a waterfall. We have a waterfall of joy running from our heads all the way down, you know, pooling in our bellies and running out through our feet. I don't know why that image came to me, but we have this well of joy inside of us, and our job is to figure out our own ways to tap into that. And of course, I'll share lots more as the radio show goes on, but that's the idea, is that the joy is there for you to take right now, for you to experience in this moment, regardless of what is happening in your life, okay? or regardless of what's happening around you, you can always access joy. And I know that might sound strange. You know, you might say to me, Lynn, you know, what happens if, you know, I'm experiencing grief, or what happens if I'm having a bad day? And I get that. You know, grief is a really strong emotion. You know, we'll often have bad days. But in those moments, if you think about joy as an emotion, you can still access joy. Because you're experiencing grief, it doesn't mean that joy is not available to you. So that's quite an interesting topic, which, and I've got that down on the list of things to talk about. Gosh, I feel like that's what I've been saying all day. I'm like, oh, we'll talk about that later, and we will. And do you know one of the reasons I chose joy is because it is such a big topic. There are so many ways and so many facets of your life where we can dive in and really look at how do I bring joy out in, how do I bring more joy into, you know, this area of my life, this experience in front of me. And it really, honestly, it gets me so excited because there is always a way. There is always a way to bring more joy in. So that's the other thing. One of the things I talk about in my course, Joy School, and I kind of share in my Facebook community, which I'd love you to come and join. I'll tell you more about that towards the end of the show. You know, one of the things I talk about, and this is just being playful, which of course is great because we're talking about joy, is I talk about putting on your joy goggles. So this is another fundamental piece, is living from the space that says joy is always available to me. It is always in front of me somewhere, and I just have to find it. So one of the ways that I kind of nudge people into that space is think about, all right, if you were going to put your joy goggles on, what might you see in front of you? And this is so great. So it could be, you know, you could actually be having a good day. You might be out like having a walk in nature and you're like, right, I'm going to put my joy goggles on. What is here in front of me that brings me joy? You know, it could be the fact that the grass is incredibly green, that the sun is shining on your face. Maybe you just love the calm feeling that comes from being in nature. You know, it might be the person who's walking with you. It might be the bird song. It might be the peace that you feel inside of yourself. There is always something. If you put those joy goggles on, there is always something for you to find in that moment that is joyful for you. And what's great about the joy goggles is that you can apply those in situations that are also not going well. Okay. So we've just talked about, you know, being out in nature, and, you know, that by itself is fundamentally great for those of you who love being out in nature like me. And then there are other situations you might be having a disagreement with someone. Okay. And that is not, you know, most of us like to avoid conflict, and, you know, I'm certainly one of those people as well. I mean, I've certainly got a lot better at it, but you know, conflict is not a great thing for all of us. But in those situations as well, you can put on your joy goggles and go, what is great about this situation? What is there about this moment that is joyful? Now, that might be challenging, okay? And I love talking about this aspect of it, because, you know, joy can actually bring new vision to an experience that's in front of you. And I'll talk more. The idea that's coming to me now is I'll stick with what my thought was. So around conflict. So say you're at work and you're having a conflict with someone, you know, and it's around really diving into, so what's joyful here? And conflict by itself might not feel joyful, but it's like, right, what am I learning about myself? How am I learning to communicate differently? What am I learning about the other person? You know, what is here that is good? And there is always something. So that might be challenging to think about, but it really is a possibility. So think about with your joy goggles, what is going on? You know, what can I see in front of me that is bringing me joy? So that's around, so the fundamental there is that joy, idea there is that joy is always available to you and your job is to find it. So putting on those joy goggles is a way that you can think about that. So the other piece, the other fundamental that I want to talk about here is the difference between joy and happiness. And I've touched on it a little bit, but I think it's really important to have a look at this. So I think about happiness as a concept. It's a conceptual way of looking at your life. It's like those moments when you sit back in a chair and somebody says to you, you know, how's your life right now? You know, are you feeling happy? And you're like, you kind of take a scan of your life and you're like, yeah, actually, it's pretty good. And normally you're weighing up all of the different areas of your life and you might be doing this really unconsciously. It's like a quick snapshot and you're like, yeah, actually, the scales are weighing in my favor. So right now, I'm feeling happy. So that's kind of like an overall conceptual view. It's a state of kind of mentally looking at your life. Whereas joy is the day-to-day feeling. So I think about, so happiness is there is a phrase I usually use and I've lost it right this moment. So happiness is a way of thinking about it, whereas joy is a way of feeling about your life. And when we say we want to be happy, what we're actually wanting is that feeling within us. And I'm sure if you've not thought about it that way, me just saying that out loud will 100% resonate. What you're looking for is the feeling of being joyful. So that's the fundamental, and that's why I decided to work with joy, because that's ultimately what I want to experience, that feeling of joy, and I want to feel it more of the time, okay? So think about that way. So happiness is a concept and joy is a state of being. So that's actually what we're looking for. And this actually really helps, because it means, you know, we're not looking for those big things like I talked about earlier. We're not necessarily striving for the achievements. What's great about that feeling of joy that you want is that it can come in very small ways. And here's the other really crucial piece about this. So I think about joy, it's like if you imagine that you have a joy bank, like, you know, like where you put your money in the bank, you have an account, a joy account, that's the word. You have a joy account. If you think about it, every day you're putting $1 worth of joy in your account, $1 worth of joy in your account, okay? Eventually that builds upon itself. Now, this is a compound interest account. So that's the beauty of just looking for the small moments of joy in every day, because ultimately they actually become more than the sum of the parts. And it is a beautiful thing to experience. It's the magic that happens when you start to really focus on joy in your life and actively bring more of it on a day-to-day basis. It builds on itself and eventually it multiplies, you know, and you'll spontaneously experience joy. And that's why I love about it, because it's actually simple. Small things every day. And in the next episode, I'm going to be sharing more ideas around, you know, those small things you can start to do to bring more joy into your daily life, so you can put those deposits in your bank account and you can start to expand your feelings of joy on a daily basis. So if you think about where you are right now, it's just one tiny step and one tiny step. And as you gradually focus on joy, you will change the trajectory of your life. And that is a topic we're going to keep talking about after the break, because it's a really big one and I want to get into it with you. So we're going to go to a break now and I'll see you in a second.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuos.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Could you swim with sharks? Is fear holding you back from living your life? The time is now to jump in and be courageous. Shelley Ryan has created a retreat to help you move past your fears with confidence. Join her June 30th through July 7th in Mexico. Have some fun, relax. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to be courageous with a whale and shark adventure. For more information, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to the Gimme the Joy Show. Before the break, I was just wrapping up talking to you then about changing the trajectory of your life through joy. And it is one of the things that I endlessly find riveting, really, or magical. I love using the word magic. Magical about when you kind of embark and consciously choose to go on that journey towards experiencing more joy in your life is the magic that happens and how it can happen incrementally. So I talked about in the last section, you know, just little by little. So every day, if you could make small choices that bring more joyful experiences into your life, you can slowly, catchy monkey, that's one of my favorite phrases. You can shift the trajectory of your life towards something far more incredible than you could have imagined. One of the things, you know, if you know about kind of, you know, vibration, and as humans, we are vibration, you know, physics shows us that. And one of the things that most people don't know about joy is that it is an incredibly high vibration emotion. It actually vibrates at a higher frequency than love. So, I mean, I could talk to you about how if we all focused on bringing more joy into our own lives, you know, it would transform the world. But ultimately, I want your life to be transformed. I want you to experience more joy. The question when someone's on their deathbed, you know, the question, the top five things they wish that, you know, about their life is that they'd allowed themselves more happiness, they'd experienced more happiness. You know, we all fundamentally as humans want that. We want to experience joy and we want to experience happiness. And I want that for you. I want that for me, you know, not just because, A, it makes you feel good, because hell yeah, it does. Like, the amount of joy that I experience now compared to, you know, when I was in my teenage years is I would just never have guessed that I could experience this in my life. But it just transforms the way I see the rest of my life. It transforms the way I see people. You know, the beauty about when you experience more joy as an individual is it lights you up. You know, the amount of times in the last year people have said to me, wow, Lynn, you're glowing. You look really light. You know, I don't look any different to myself when I look in the mirror, but I know fundamentally I'm changing myself on the inside because I am consciously focusing on bringing joy into my life every choice that I make. And what, you know, the vision I have around that for myself and for, you know, you listening is, do you know what? You change your life. You bring more joy into your life. And that's all that's all you actually need to do is just focus on bringing more joy into your life. But the amazing thing about that is that you will transform the people around you. You'll transform your corner of the world, as I talk about it. You know, you will help make those ripples that will transform our world. You know, and I don't normally talk about it on that kind of scale because, you know, most of us are kind of thinking about, well, how do I make my life better? You know, and I'm no different. That's what I think about. Like, how can I improve my own life? How can I experience this more? But I just want you to understand the power of it. You know, so if you choose to focus on joy in your own life, you are, without meaning to necessarily, you will be helping to change, you know, the feeling that emanates throughout the entire world. And so that's one of the reasons it's so incredibly powerful, because you can do it for yourself, but you will change the experience you have with your friends, with your family, you know, with your communities, without having to do anything else, just by being you, because you are being a vibration of joy. You know, I was really lucky. I went to a business retreat a couple of years ago, and we did a visualization around our mission. And I'm so grateful, because on that retreat, I got a really visual image of what I was trying to create. And what it looks like is basically, you can imagine like a room full of people, and everybody has this little light inside their heart. And that light fires up. It's like a spark of joy is how I think about it. You know, so the person standing next to me, their spark in their heart lights up because, you know, I've helped them think about something a different way, or they've tried something new, you know, so that fire in their heart, sorry, the spark in their heart, you know, becomes a fire, it burns. And that's the sustainable joy. Okay. So that's, if you think about it that way, when you can keep that fire going of joy in your heart, that's when you're sustaining your own joy. And then, you know, that radiates. It, without you even trying, you know, you will impact the people around you, and then it becomes that ripple effect. So again, you know, ask yourself the question. And so I'm not, you know, joy can transform. It can transform your life. It can transform communities. It can transform the world. But at the end of the day, I just want the spark in your heart to light up. That's what I want for you. So, and what, you know, it fires me up, you know, because I find it, you know, it is my joy to be sharing the ideas of how to do that, you know, from little things like, you know, and it's surprising. You can, you know, you'll get to know me and you will find out that I love coffee. I am a bit of a coffee snob. You can thank my parents for that, particularly my mum, and we share our love of coffee. You know, it's a beautiful family thing, actually, we do together. We go for coffee quite a lot. But I'm talking about that because, you know, coffee is a moment in my day that always brings me joy. And I'll talk about, you know, as we go along, it's like being present to joy and savoring the moments. And you can do that for yourself throughout your day. And, you know, when you bring that joy into your life, it does create magic. It helps you, as I said, it helps you see the world, you know, with different eyes, you know. It, physiologically, you know, joy actually helps you relax. It helps you see more opportunities, you know, so it works on many different levels to help you create a different reality and a different experience in your life. And how beautiful is it that all you actually have to do is go, right, I've got this choice in front of me. Which one will bring me more joy? And that's, again, another one of my phrases you'll hear me say a lot is, you know, follow the joy, it will lead you the way. You know, if you think about the things that you want in your life, I honestly believe that if you follow joy, and it's been my experience and I've seen it work with my clients, is that if you just choose to intentionally focus on which is the path towards more joy for myself, that is how you will transform your life little by little, and you'll change the trajectory of your life. So I just want to, so again, I've given you lots of information today, and we'll be diving deeper into specific things as the show goes on. And what I would love to do is, if you'd like to continue the conversation with me, I have a Facebook group called, you guessed it, Give Me the Joy, over on the wonderful Facebook platform. It's a free group. So if you'd like to come in there and ask me questions about joy and meet your fellow joy lovers, you know, we're hanging out in there. So it's another way for us to continue the conversation over there. So that's, and if you just type into the Facebook bar, Give Me the Joy, that's where you'll find it. Find me in there. And of course, you know, if you want to read more about my blogs, if you want to read more about the things I talk about joy, if you're interested, head on over to my website, lynhoard.com, and I've got a specific blog there that you might like, and it's called Don't Let the Global Fear Get You. And that kind of talks a bit more about the vision that I just shared with you about why joy is such an incredible catalyst and a powerful way to transform your life and those around you. So we're almost at the end of our show today, and I just want to thank you so much if you're listening live for being with me here on my first episode, and if you're listening in afterwards, or listening now, I'd love to drop me a line, let me know any thoughts or questions you have that you'd love me to answer at another time or on another show, and you can find me through the Transformation Talk Radio website. You can drop me an email at hello@lynhoard.com. But I'll be back in 2 weeks' time, every second and third Thursday, 9 a.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. UK time. So I hope to have you back with me next time. Until then, take care and have a good week. Thank you so much for listening to the Gimme the Joy Show, which airs every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. In this hit show, I share very practical, very grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, work, and relationships. As a certified coach and facilitator, I support individuals and businesses to harness the power of joy to create positive, lasting change in all areas. For more information or to listen to the show, visit lynhoard.com.